I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You heard our coverage earlier of the royal wedding. Well, we also end our program with music from England, but these are not songs to accompany the royal nuptials. Not at all.
Amy worked in a bar in Exeter. I went back to her house and I slept beside her. She woke up screaming in the middle of the night, terrified of her own insides. Dreams of pirates.
This is the music of Frank Turner. And this is also Frank Turner.
Many years back when these old oaks were young, not long after the Northmen had come, a lowland evil deed was done in the dark of the New Forest, in the dark of the New Forest. From the shores of Normandy King William came, to Albion fair King Harold to slay. With greed in his heart and a scurrilous claim, he took the land for his own. He took the land for his own.
Frank Turner has just begun a tour of North America. Some describe his music as folk punk, others folk rock. Pace magazine calls him the new Joe Strummer, the former and late great leader of The Clash. And Mr. Turner, the song we're hearing right now, this a cappella number, it's called English Curse. Tell us, what is that low and evil deed that was done in the dark of the New Forest?
Well, that was a tune, because I'm incredibly cool and trendy and hip. I was reading some books about folklore in the Hampshire area, which is where I'm from in the UK. And the King William II was killed in a hunting accident around there. But there's a local story that it was because his father stole some locals' land for royal hunting grounds, and a curse was placed on him. And it was said that his son would die in retaliation for his theft. And I read it and I thought, you know what, that needs to become a song. So we went for it.
It's epic. Do you do a lot of reading of English history, ancient, medieval?
I do, yeah. I'm a bit of a history geek, actually. That's my kind of other passion outside of music, which is one of the reasons I kind of got into folk music in a way, because it's kind of like history music.
Your own story, Frank Turner, is one of hard labor, it seems. Lead singer for the hardcore band Million Dead a few years back, then off on your own as a solo artist who really never took no for an answer, just putting in the miles on the road in the UK, playing clubs, pubs, and living rooms. Are you working class or just a hardworking musician?
I'm a hardworking musician. I'm from my parents are quite staunchly middle class in my background, but I don't know. The bands I grew up idolizing were the bands that worked hard, like Black Flag or The Clash, or even stuff like, you know, B.B. King and the old kind of jazz players, you know, people who just, for them, being a musician was a functional thing. It meant playing every single day rather than kind of, you know, doing one tour a year and spending the rest of the year kind of lying on chaise longues, being fed grapes by supermodels while contemplating art. That's just
like
never
fun.
Really sort of... Well, it sounds like fun, but that's not really for me. I'd rather be out there actually playing, because that's why I want to be a musician, because I like playing music, you know. So, I guess my plan so far has been to try and just essentially kind of wear down the world's resistance by playing all the time everywhere, and it's going quite well.
Listening to this new recording of yours, England Keep My Bones, it does sound like the musical standard of the British working class, and it occurred to me with this little wedding today in London that with your historical perspective and working class focus, what this wedding means to you and similarly minded Brits. I mean, from here, all we've been hearing about is how the wedding of Kate and William has brought out the sentimental side in everyone there. Are you caught up in it?
My sentimental side is stubbornly and staunchly refusing to come out. I find it very hard to care. You know, a bunch of rich people I don't know got married last weekend as well, and I wasn't wearing a T-shirt for that either. So, it's just sort of not really important to me. I mean, I don't have any sort of massively burning and pressing desire to kind of storm the palace and chop off everybody's heads. But I just, good luck to him.
That might put you on a no-fly list.
Damn. Except I said I didn't want to chop off their heads. I don't want to chop off anybody's head. Well, not really. No, you know what? This is where we should talk about something else.
All right, let's talk about another monarchy. I see that you were born in Bahrain, even though you're British.
I was, yeah.
It's another monarchy, but proving way more problematic than Britain's monarchy lately. Do you have any special insight on what's going on in Bahrain, since you are, in a way, a native son?
See, I left Bahrain when I was about 6 months old, so my memories are a little hazy.
That's okay. We'll still consider you an expert.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Good. I mean, you know, the whole Arab Spring thing's been pretty interesting. I was miffed just because I think they burned down the hospital I was born in the other day. Not generally something I'm a massive fan of, really, if I had to say that kind of behavior. But I was a little miffed. I was hoping that one day maybe I'd go back and pay a visit to that hospital, but it is now no longer there.
Now, on your new CD, there's this song, Glory Hallelujah. I doubt you're going to hear this tune much today in England, after all. Yours is the land of God Save the Queen and Dieu et mon droit. And this song is just completely atheistic, as the chorus, There Is No God, reminds us. When did you realize there is no God?
Well, I come from a religious family, and I think one of the things that's important for me about this song is it's not supposed to be a kind of screw you, you're an idiot if you disagree with me kind of song. You know, it's not supposed to be kind of mean. It's supposed to be a joyous song. It's a happy tune, because the idea of a godless universe makes me happy. It makes me pleased and glad in a gospel-y kind of way.
Step out of the darkness and onto the streets. Forget about the fast, let's have a carnival feast. Raise up your lowered head and hear the liberation beat, because there never was no God, and there is no God. So clap your hands together, there is no God. No heaven and no hell, but there is no God. We're all in this.
Well, if people are still looking for salvation in your music, let's not forget your tune, I Still Believe. It points out that rock and roll has the power to save souls.
Yes, yeah, that's a song about, you know, I did a tour in China last year. I was doing some kind of illegal punk shows out there, and they've only kind of just figured out rock and roll over there, and they had this kind of incredible sort of naive burning passion, because they've only just figured out that if you play that chord and then that chord and then that chord and then play it really fast and then shout over the top of it, then everyone goes crazy. And there was something so refreshing about their passion for rock and roll that made me feel almost kind of like ashamed to be jaded about it sometimes. So I wanted to write a song to remind myself and other people that it's okay every now and again to just take stock for 5 minutes and go, you know what, rock and roll is an awesome thing and it's great that we have it in our lives.
Well, I Still Believe takes us out today. Frank Turner, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And I still believe in the saints.